Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Zach and Dustin here. We are dropping in for a very special announcement. On September 30th, we are once again having our fundraiser slash four-year birthday celebration live on our YouTube page.
Returning friends such as Laura Sangiacomo, Matt Adler, John Philbin, Jill Scholin, so many more are going to be coming on the show. Music performances, lots of prizes like Blu-rays from Kino, merchandise from Listen to Turtle, exclusive items from the guests themselves, and we're going to raise money for Momentum Wheels for Humanity once again, trying to do our best to do our best.
You seriously do not want to miss it. So Saturday, September 30th, 11:30 to 3:30 Pacific time, set your calendars, show up, subscribe on YouTube. We love you. Goodbye.
It's time for $2 Six Questions, where our patrons ask the questions and our celebrity guests answer them.
To be a part of the fun and listen to archived episodes of the show, go to patreon.com/$2 late fee and sign up today.
We have a segment on our show called $2 Six Questions. We've kind of already asked a couple of them already, but we've got a few from the fans.
All right.
So we have one from Erin Gilmer, friend of the show, and she asks, what's the most romantic gesture anyone has ever done for you?
Wow.
I know. She asks these kind of heavy questions.
No, it's not a heavy question. It's not a heavy, it was an awkward situation. Is the night I met my wife.
Okay.
You know, I had a blazer with a, you ever seen the bumpers some of the people put on the front of blazers? It's one of these big screw you bumpers on the front.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you meant jacket.
No, I had a front bumper that, you know, when you're looking through the rearview mirror, all you see is steel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I pulled it behind my wife, who had a little sports car. And I didn't know she was going to be my wife. It was the Magic Castle. And my friend, Mike Michaels, who's probably one of the top makeup artists, you know. Nope. But Mike Michaels said, you know, he came up to me. I didn't know they were going to be. He said, do you have a tie, a jacket? I said, I have a jacket. I don't have a tie. He said, can you get one? I said, yeah, I'll find one. I found a clip on, you know, this thing, clip on, you got a tie. That's all I could find.
Wait, let me pause you for a second there. Cause you said you're going to the Magic Castle, right? And they have a strict policy at the Magic Castle in Hollywood,
dress code.
But we've been there. You got to wear that tie. So you found,
you got to wear a tie.
Okay.
No, they'll let you wear a clip-on.
Okay, yeah.
As long as you come through with a tie.
Of course, yeah.
But the ladies you're with have to be the right age. My wife was the right age. Her friend was not. And I still had my badge at the time. And, of course, I whipped it out. I said, look, I know them. Just let me tell you what. The badge doesn't mean crap. Because they've got a strict rule. And they don't bend that rule for anything. So I said, well, okay then. So where do we go now, folks? Let's go down to the Hollywood Athletic Club, which is a pool hall. We went down there and shot pool. And my wife kicked the crap out of me. She was actually she played a lot of pool in college and made a lot of money playing pool. You know, so she basically, you know, kicked my butt. And then her and her friend took off, and I didn't even know, where'd they go? I don't know. They were just here. She called Mike Michaels and said, "Well, yeah, it was fun. He was a nice guy." He said, "You bitch, you went off and you didn't even say goodbye." He did, I swear.
Whoa.
But we talked for like 2 hours when she called me. We talked for like 2 hours and then met again. And it went on for a while, you know, and then it was just kind of like, enough of this. Why don't you just move in with me?
Wow.
Ooh.
And, you know, we've been together now coming up on our 30th year this next. Oh, I don't know. When is it? March or something like that. March 20th. This next year, we'll be together 30 years.
God bless you.
Wow.
God bless you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. You flashed a badge to
and I flashed the badge to the doorman, you know, but he just said, "Man, I appreciate it. I know what you've got there, but I cannot let you in."
I appreciate your Memphis police badge, sir, but
that's right.
It could have gone sideways.
Said, "Well, I'll just turn around and go."
They are pretty strict there. They are pretty strict.
They're very strict. But, you know, that was about probably the best that I could ever come back with. I mean, people have introduced me to other people, but quite frankly, it just wasn't that big a deal. You know, you go out with them, you know, they're nice or they're nuts, whichever one you get. And it just doesn't work out. But with Lindy, it worked out. It was great. I wouldn't change the world.
You want a partner in your life that will challenge you and kick your butt from time to time.
Absolutely, man. She does.
That's right. That's great.
But she's a tough cracker, and I wouldn't change her. Because, I mean, if they were weak, you'd roll over them like a steamroller. You just right. roll over. And then you lose, and it'd be bad. But Lindy, you don't roll over Lindy.
I already love the fact that she's a wrestling fan, so that's A+ in my book.
She used to talk about all of them. She said, "You don't know this, do you? No, you don't know that. You don't know this wrestler, do you? No, honey, I don't know this wrestler. Martial artist. I started when I was real little."
That's like us and Zach. Zach's like, "You don't know the Von Erichs, and you don't know." We're like, "No, Zach, we're normal people.
We're normal people.
No, we've learned a lot."
But that's the passion part of it. Yes, there were others, but nothing that mattered. She's the only one that ever mattered. So that's the easiest one question to answer in the world. Now, no what's doubt. My next question on your list of questions to put me in the ground or whatever it is?
So I've got one for you because you, in our main episode, you said, we know that you'll sort of do whatever it takes. It's a question of when it comes to the career, it's like, how badly do you want it? You pitched a tent on an agent's front lawn and just made some food until she signed you. What is the boldest move you've made to get a role?
To be honest with you, I have never done anything. Well, I've had to demonstrate to get a role, you know, martial arts. They'd say, "Well, you say you're a martial artist." I said, "No, I am a martial artist." "Well, you're going to have to show us that you know something." I would do whatever. I do a kata or I do a weapons thing or whatever. Real quick, and I'd say, you know, I'd spin it off and rock it, and I'd say, "Is that good enough for you? Because that's all I'm going to give you right now. You pay me for the rest of it."
First one's free.
That's right. First one's free. But I mean, I didn't look at that as anything major, to be honest. I mean, I know there's other people that have done some pretty amazing things, and there's some people that have done some things that they're not very proud of either. That they did. And I don't blame them for it. You know, they did what they had to do to get started. And some of them are way up the totem pole, and that's fine. You know, as long as you can live with it, you know, the heck with anybody else. Hmm. It's kind of the way I look at it. You know, I don't judge people. I really don't judge people.
Ever?
No, I judge people if they do it to me.
Right.
That's fair.
If they do it to me and they intended to do it to me, you know, and I'll usually look at them and say, "That's one."
Oh, God.
And that's all you're going to get.
I don't want to mess with
you. Yeah, yeah.
I do not want to mess with you.
You're getting a little scary even talking about it now.
I know. I'm getting.
Or you're just that good of an actor that I somehow feel like we've wronged you, even with that question.
No, I'm actually quite serious about it. I'm joking, guys. I'm joking.
Come on. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal that later. for, I'm going to be like, you guys get one.
No, but don't, you don't say that. You look at them, you go, that's one.
That's one.
And don't break eye contact. That's one.
That's one. I can do that. I love that.
And you leave.
I have one. So, you know, Will Forte has a show and a character called MacGruber. And his move, because it's based on MacGyver. It's like a parody of MacGyver. But his move, his sole move, is to rip throats of the enemies. Would you be willing to play an enemy on his show to get your third throat rip and go for the hat trick?
Actually,
you're like, you get one.
That's one.
Touche.
Now I know the show. I know the show, and it is a parody.
Yeah,
it is a parody, and it's funny. It's actually quite humorous.
Oh yeah, we're big MacGruber fans.
He's a great guy, and he does a fun job with it. I mean, I never did that show, but I did MacGyver. I did three MacGyvers.
You sure did.
The OG, baby.
Yep.
You know, and you do it because, again, you get he likes you. You know, if he likes you and you work with him, and he likes you, say, now get Marshall. Marshall's the one that needs to play this character. Bring him in here. So you come back and you do it again. But he's just a lovely guy.
How cool
is that? I appreciate him. He likes his
Richard
privacy.
Dean Anderson we're talking about, right?
Yes, Richard Dean Anderson loves his privacy. He's not, you notice, even when he was doing a show, you really never saw a lot of him out there. I mean, you saw him occasionally.
Yeah.
But he's just not a big, that's just not his thing.
No.
Yeah, he just, I do my job. I've done it. Thank you. And I'm leaving now. Elvis has left the building.
I got a question for you from Dylan Laurie.
Sure.
Dylan Laurie asked, they're reimagining Roadhouse, right? Are there any other films or roles that you love so much that you would love to see get reimagined or remade or a sequel of?
You know, this is kind of, and please don't take this wrong. It's not about remaking. If I have seen the show, and when I see it, I am so taken by the show. It actually would bother me for somebody to remake it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to remake a show, trust me. But when they say they're going to remake it, and this crew that they've got making this one, they pulled in some big names for it. I mean, I just know they've got a lot of money behind it, and I know they're going to turn out something good. I know it's going to be good. I mean, you got Conor McGregor, who's playing me. I don't know if he's going to get his throat ripped out, but he might. He might get shot 50 times. Who knows? And he's never done a movie. But I just feel that he will do a good job.
Yeah.
And I would like him to do a good job. I don't want anybody to fail. It's going to be released on Amazon, I believe. I'm not sure. But I think it's going to be released on Amazon. I don't know when. But whenever they decide to release it, they'll release it.
Yeah.
And I hope I do get the pleasure of seeing it. But I to answer your question, and very honestly, no. And the reason is because when I watch something that is that good, I don't want it to change because it is that good.
Totally agree.
You know, I mean, people that tried to remake Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
They've tried three or four times. And it's never there. It's never there. I did one, which was a remake of the original Monty Walsh. It wasn't reimagined. We did the show as it was written. We did it anew with Tom Selleck and his bunch. And we won an award for it.
Yeah.
We won the Golden Boot Award for it.
Oh, nice.
And I've been on a couple of Westerns that have won
the
Golden Boot, but when that one won the Golden Boot, it earned it. You know, it really earned it. All of them I've done, I feel earned it, but that one I really feel earned it, you know, because Tom is such a fanatic about you knowing your character. You've got to know the time. You've got to know what you wear, what they had. You have to know it. I did another show like that called, it was a story about Theodore Roosevelt and the taking of San Juan Heights and that kind of thing. It was called Rough Riders. Now, I don't know that it's ever, it's not a remake, but it was one of those movies. If you're going to make it, you better know what you're doing.
Right. Right.
And Tom was a fanatic about everybody that played on his show. Know their characters inside and out.
Love that.
And play it for real. Bring it to the dance.
Mm-hmm.
So we all brought it to the dance. And I can truthfully say that that one was cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, Zach, can I give one piece of love and maybe a redemption for myself for not having seen Roadhouse until recently?
Oh, you got, no, you saw. You have seen
it. Yeah, you saw it. Yeah. You saw it. It's all good.
Now I've seen blessing, it. The blessing of the Roadhouse, whatever.
Thank you. I did watch Firebirds a lot as a kid. I love that movie for some reason.
You watched Firebirds?
Yeah, I was like, I saw that movie.
Theater. I loved it too, but I never hear people come up and say, I loved it.
But that's, I mean, you have such a large body of work that, you know, you've been in so many things. Yeah. But do you have any memories from Firebirds at all?
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lee Jones? Seriously?
Yeah. Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Sean Young.
Pick one. Everybody has a story. I will say this on Firebirds, because I knew of, you know, Tommy Lee, and I knew that he hated talking acting, especially when a young actor comes up. Oh, you know, can I ask you a question about acting? Does this really mean this? And I just see him. Yeah, he just eats them. He eats them. Small bites. I mean, he chews them down. Small bites. And I mean, when I talked to him, I talked to him about fly fishing or throwing a loop, you know, or what, you know, cowboy, how's his cattle, you know, because that's what I want to talk to the man about. I don't care about talking about acting. We're here because we know what we're doing. If he does something and I dig it, well, you know, how many people do you know that you've watched in this business? And I'm just using Tommy Lee Jones as just a small part of it, have tried to imitate the way he works. How many people have you seen try to get that timing down with their voice where they're copying what he does?
Right.
Because his timing is so good.
Right.
You know, it's just, they do it because he's the best. He's not got the greatest personality sometimes. Personally, I find him charming. But I have other people say he could be such a butt. I said, well, it could be what you ask him.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it's not him. Maybe it's the other common denominator.
No doubt. And as we start to wrap up right now,
sure.
I got to ask you one little question because it's been on my mind. It's in regards to cowboy boots,
mm-hmm.
because Terry Funk in Roadhouse has his cowboy boots on the outside of his jeans. Are you an outside of your jean guy or inside of the jean guy?
It depends on the boot.
Okay.
Depends a lot on the boot. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, please do.
When I did Monty Walsh, we had the old style boots that we had made for us. Everybody had their boots made. And they came up above the calf.
Okay.
And the reason for that was, you know, you walk through cactus and everything else, and it rips your pants up, or it gets stuck there and you can't get it out.
Oh.
Or you ride up next to a fence and it hooks your pants, or rips your pants real bad. Then your clothes look ragged.
Yeah.
But when you've got a good high caliber boot that's up there, you put your pants down in your boots.
Okay.
Now, when you're walking, you know, styling or something like that, obviously you take it and you put the pants outside your boots. But in Western times, a lot of them wore them inside the boots. And that the reason for it is, you know, snakes, anything that can bite you, stick you, you know, whatever, that you don't want to put your hands on when you take those pants off, you better put it down in your boots.
Mm. All right.
Does that answer your question?
It sure does. I've often wondered that because I had this discussion with Paul London about it on Territory Marks, about the wrestlers who had their pants inside their boots, and I never understood that. Now I do. Thank you for clarifying that.
No, you just don't want things hung up that they can grab.
Right.
So it, you know, makes perfect sense why they do it.
Yeah.
And it's just a habit with him.
Well, Terry Funk can do no wrong in my book. So.
No.
Marshall, I hope that we get a chance to meet each other in person down the road one of these days.
That would be a hoot. That would be an absolute hoot.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Don't forget to subscribe and give us a
Is it 5-star rating?
Don't forget to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. If you listen to us on Spotify, that's great too. And you can find us on the internet. Don't forget to check out our website at $2LateFee.com and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at $2LateFeePodcast. We'll see you next time.
We did it.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.